This is the president.
Put on Conway.
You will speak to me.
No, we only talk to him when we hang up.
Do you hear the helicopters yet? Or the dogs? We're getting closer, and we will find you. The only question is, will you work with us before we get there? The money's not happening, and neither is the military withdrawal, but you're smart enough to know that. The objective here is Armadi, and that's what I'd like to discuss.
Now, the choice is yours. You either meet our demands or you don't.
I spoke at length last night with Governor Conway. I was of a mind to ignore your call this morning, but he convinced me that we should keep talking. Isn't that right, Governor?
I just want a peaceful resolution.
As do I. You wanted to include the governor, I want to include Armadi.
You're trying to stall.
You refusing to speak to your leader.
Is he on now?
You release the Millers, then we put him on.
No, you don't get to dictate terms.
We show goodwill when you show goodwill. I'm giving you 10 seconds to reconsider your position. After that, we disconnect the call.
Inshallah, we'll kill them.
10 seconds starting now. Five seconds. End the call.
One hostage.
All three.
One.
Give us the daughter and the mother.
No, we keep the girl.
You managed to get the President of the United States on the phone not once, but twice. You will release the daughter and the mother, or you will never hear from me again, and you will lose your chance to speak to your leader. Tell me now.
They've disconnected, sir.
Mr. Armadi, you can shower upstairs. There's fresh clothes in the closet.
People know the chairman and the seals are escorted under.
Do we have a secure line?
Back to the Oval.
Mr. President! I would have never condoned bringing Armadi into this.
Well, lucky for me, I'm not making decisions based on what you would or would not condone.
Watch me tell the press you put words in my mouth.
Feel free. I think they'll have a hard time believing you, though. Check your messages. I'm sure your staff's been emailing you. Arrange for a car to get the governor and his family to the airport. Have a safe trip back to New York.
I've had lunch brought in. I'm sure it's been quite a while since you've had a hot meal.
I won't be eating it.
Aren't you hungry?
I don't want to get sick while I'm being tortured.
No one's getting tortured. Please, have a seat.
You want me to tell these men to release the family, right? If I don't, you'll do what you have to do.
Well, if we had any intention of that, you never would have left Guantanamo. Nor would I be here.
Where is here?
Virginia, in a government safe house.
And why you?
out of respect for the gravity of this situation.
I think your intention is to humiliate me.
You've been properly clothed, offered food. How are we humiliating you?
I'm sitting across from a woman.
There's no reason to keep up the facade. You and your brother are not fundamentalists, nor are you Syrian.
This is what the CIA is feeding you?
You're Iraqi. Your real name is Al-Awad. Actually, it says that you joined the Ba'ath Party in 2000. You were the assistant to the Undersecretary of Infrastructure 2001-2002.
Say whatever you want. My brother will deny. You won't convince anyone but yourselves.
We expel the Ba'athists and you go from a bureaucrat to an extremist. But you're a well-educated man, Yusuf. And you don't care about Islam or the caliphate. You're just using that to radicalize soldiers.
Just as you use democracy and freedom.
So now we understand each other.
Yusuf Al-Ahmadi remains in solitary confinement in Guantanamo. If Caroline and Melissa Miller are released, we will allow supervised contact with the kidnappers.
Ahmadi has consistently encouraged acts of terror like this one. What makes you think that any sort of dialogue will lead to a peaceful resolution?
Well, the alternative is no dialogue at all. We don't want to leave any stone unturned. Sir?
Will you comment on the Wall Street Telegraph article about Governor Conway's alleged interference with the House Intelligence Committee?
Well, it confirms what we suspected to be true. But I think you want the governor's comment, not ours.
Congressman Wallach is misrepresenting events.
You're saying he lied?
I'm saying he misrepresented. I have a number of friends on the Intelligence Committee, and do I speak with them sometimes? Of course. But that's not the same as interfering.
So you never discussed the Russia plan with anyone on the committee?
We may have discussed it, but it's not as though I was issuing orders. And I have to say, everyone's primary focus right now needs to be on the Miller family, not this.
Did the president ask you to leave the White House?
We agreed that I'd done my part. The rest is up to him.
Can you tell us about your conversation last night with the president regarding Ahmadi?
That'll be all for now. Thank you so much.
Questions?
Let's go.
Hold on, I'm still fastening the lace crossing.
Well, not a word. Well, I have to tell you, the general's apeshit over what you said about being ashamed of your service. Let me talk to the press. Nobody does any press until we have a proper response to all this shit.
Daddy said shit. Shit.
Stop it! You need to bring me something on Wallach. We need to discredit him. Are you done yet?
You don't need to stop.
Are you done yet?
Yes.
Let's go. Now.
That's if they're released. We'll fill in the blanks once we have details. It's as if the worst happens.
Yates wrote these?
No, I took a stab at it first. Also, Tom Hammerschmidt called. He wants an interview with the president. He wouldn't say what for.
What outlet is he with now?
He's back at the Herald. Said he emailed you directly?
I need the room. Everyone out. Give me the Herald. Tom Hammerschmidt.
Well, there's a cell tower here, typically very low traffic, but it showed higher usage during the time of the call, especially the southeastern antenna.
So we should be able to ping the hotspot zero in?
Yeah, it's hundreds of tower faces. I can give you the general area, but pinpointing will take longer. I can't even guarantee it's going to be them.
I want every one of those towers analyzed.
Well, we're better off concentrating on ambient background sound. If I can match that to other calls made in this area around the same time as the...
I'm not asking your advice. I'm telling you what I want you to do. Focus on the tower data.
We were concentrating on this area, but it looks like they're closer to here. We've got ground teams setting up a search grid.
Can we use satellites?
We are, but there are over 100 possible structures within the zone. Each one of them needs to be checked.
How long?
We get lucky within hours, if not, could be tomorrow.
Sir, Mr. Stamper's here. He says it's urgent.
Hammerschmidt says they go online today, whether you comment or not.
Travel logs are not hard evidence. These quotes are circumstantial.
But all of it combined. I don't know how we spin this. He's got heavy hitters on the record.
Should I release a photo of Jackie and Amy?
They told him about the affair. He's putting in the article that we threatened to expose them.
How did this happen? This is as much on you.
I can put together a list of the people he hasn't gotten to yet.
And give him proof of a cover-up.
He's right. If we reach out to Tusk or Lanigan...
I want Hammerschmidt here.
Sir, I wasn't suggesting...
Set it up as soon as possible.
The U.S. government will never recognize the Khalifat.
No, of course not. But we can reintegrate the Ba'athists into the government.
What government? There's no government in Iraq. There is no Iraq. There's Baghdad, Shia, Sunni, Kurd. Syria is the same.
You maintained order before we shut you out. Now, we can't support a theocracy, but we can put the military back in control.
What do we do with all the soldiers we've recruited? They won't accept the secular government.
You'll keep them in check, with force if necessary.
Use our guns on the men who carried it for us.
What does it matter? If you have back your power.
If this is your intention, why have you said nothing publicly?
Because you know that all of this has to be done behind closed doors. We need to give the appearance that we neutralized ICO.
What happens if they don't release the hostages?
Well, then you go back to Cuba. If they do, then we put you on the phone with them, and you tell them to release the third.
And then you send me back to Cuba anyway.
I do understand why you don't trust us, but what is the alternative? These people die, and then it gives us all the justification we need for a full offensive.
That's years. And you won't completely destroy us.
Not completely, but enough to make you irrelevant. Or we can quietly work together. ICO fades, and you and your generals get control. No, I'll wait until she gets here. Thank you.
Do you know where Claire is?
No, we're trying to find her.
She usually keeps me informed if she's going somewhere.
Have you asked Secret Service?
They didn't know.
They have to know.
I'll go ask again.
Thanks. She wasn't at the residence.
You went up there?
10 minutes ago.
What's going on between you two? You think I haven't noticed how you two talk, how often you're here? I don't even have unrestricted access to the residence.
I was with her when her mother died. They made us close. Don't read too much into it.
Well, however close you are, just make sure that nobody else can read too much into it.
Well, if you see Claire, tell her I went home. If she needs me.
Don't meet face to face. Have him submit the questions in writing.
Yeah, but if I meet with him, maybe I can give him pause.
No, he's trying to trap you into giving something away.
That's not going to happen.
The timing on this.
How's your end?
He's getting there.
Well, you focus on him. I'll handle Hammerschmidt.
Are you smoking?
How did you know?
I can hear it.
If this story comes out, it won't be the smoking that does us in.
Have they been killed? look upset.
Do you miss your wife?
You don't care about my wife.
I don't care about either of you. Whether you live or die, or your children do. But if speaking to your family once a month will get us there, I'll put that on the table.
I haven't seen my wife in 3 years. I have a son I've never met, a daughter that doesn't remember me. This is our path.
Even if they're killed?
Yes.
Because they will be.
I'm willing to die, and so are they.
But they made that choice.
What choice? All they've known are your bombs. Gone. We're effective because we make you feel the pain. We felt it all our lives.
Yes. Tom.
Mr. President.
I'm going to ask that everything we discuss today is off the record.
Understood.
Now, the last time we met, it was in the vice president's office, and you claim that I acquired that office by manipulating Matthews.
I don't claim that. President Walker does.
Oh, yes. A man made bitter by his own mistakes. And you also claim that I then acquired this office by pushing out that very same man.
Danton and Sharp corroborated.
Oh, yes. Two people with very big chips on their shoulders, fabricating all this nonsense to justify their infidelity.
You're saying you didn't blackmail them?
I pressure a lot of people, Tom. That's part of politics, but never those two.
Dad's parents say Leanne Harvey came to their house in Miami.
Well, I imagine that's because he wanted Leanne on the Russian plan.
Why did she come to him instead of him coming to her?
Look, I'm not going to get into the weeds on this, but let's just cut to the chase. The allegations that you're making are just as ludicrous as they were the first time we met.
I had nothing concrete then. This time I do.
Three people with an axe to grind, no hard evidence, and some travel logs? I'd hardly call that concrete.
It's enough for a story.
You're floating an idea out of thin air. Let's just call this what it is. Blatant sensationalism tied to the election.
Float.
Tied to an election. To boost your circulation because the Herald is losing readership.
Sir, I don't float stories to see if they're seaworthy, and I don't give a shit about circulation. The only thing I care about is the truth.
The truth. So have you reached out to Raymond Tusk for a comment, or Daniel Lanigan? I don't see their quotes in here. I mean, if you're going for the truth, doesn't that include being thorough, being balanced?
Which is why I'm giving you an opportunity to comment.
And what about any members of Congress? I don't see their quotes in here.
I'm sure they'll answer my calls once this article comes out.
Oh, I think you're afraid to make those calls because you know they'll see this for what it is. Unsupported tabloid gossip.
The assistant whip. Your former chief of staff. An ex-president of the United States. That's not gossip. It's news. There's no way the Justice Department doesn't open up an inquiry. And if they don't, the Republicans in Congress will. Downplay this all you want, but you know where this story leads.
I know what this story is. Political sabotage. Plain and simple. Margaret Tilton used to have some integrity, Tom. And so did you. Why are you wasting America's time with this? In the middle of this crisis, where is your conscience?
That's the question I want you to answer.
Yes.
Sir, the email location of the mother and daughter.
You please show Mr. Hammerschmidt into the Roosevelt room.
There's no need. I'll be going.
Oh, no, no, no. You and I are not done, Tom. Caroline and Melissa Miller were rescued at approximately 12:30 Eastern Standard Time by FBI field agents. Aside from the psychological trauma of their ordeal, both are unharmed and healthy. I'll be calling them soon, and I hope to meet them soon once they have had their full medical examination.
And while I am greatly relieved to have them both safe, James Miller remains in danger. And we will not rest until I can come to this podium and make Another announcement like this one, informing you of his safe return.
Mr. Grayson will answer any questions you may have. I must get back to work.
Thank you all very much.
You're alive. You can take some credit for that.
I'm sure Underwood's flying them to the White House right now. That's the image everyone will remember. The warm embrace, the reassuring words. He's not going to let me take one ounce of credit for this.
What if it were Lily and me? Will, what if it were me and Lily? Would this be your thinking? The political fallout?
Don't, Hannah. Don't get weak on me.
They have not made contact. We encourage them to do so. And yes, the offer still stands. Mary.
What assurances do you have that Amati will say what you want him to?
We don't, and we can't force him to. But we're hoping that he will work with us on this.
Who's managing the call from his side in Cuba?
I'm sorry, I can't go into details on that.
Both were blindfolded in the car, but the mother estimates a drive time of 45 minutes.
That narrows the search to 6 structures.
Unless they're on the move.
Or if they're past the roadblocks already, they've got to stop somewhere to make the call.
Yeah, we've had some progress on tracing the call.
You're taking my algorithms.
We need more teams on this. There's not enough room here.
No, my instructions were never to let anything leave this building.
We have an order from the director.
So, well, if you put more teams on this, it'll cause confusion.
Go home, Mr. McCallum. You've been here for 2 days straight.
I am not leaving this in the hands of people who do not know what they're doing.
We've got it covered.
Go home. Get some rest. I'll let you know if we need you.
These boys don't want to kill anyone. If they did, they wouldn't have released 2 hostages. They're actually looking for an excuse to back out.
The media plays that video. I look like a traitor.
We tell them it's a precondition. If they share it, the deal is off.
How do I know you won't?
I can't force you to believe me. But we are hours from finding them. And you know how this goes. Jim Miller dies. They die. You go back to Cuba. We go to war.
We're already at war.
Yusuf, you have one chance to change the conditions at home. You squander it, you destroy everything you have ever fought for.
What do you know about fighting for anything?
We're done here. Send him back.
All right. I'll do what you ask.
Put him back in his jumpsuit. We'll film in the basement.
Yes, ma'am. Tell the senator I'll call him when I get back.
Mr. President.
Kathy, I realize we haven't had a chance to discuss everything. We'll talk foreign policy consequences once we resolve this hostage
situation. It's not that. The Herald contacted me. A reporter called my office. I read the email.
You didn't call him back.
Of course not.
I don't do or say anything. I'll handle it.
How?
I don't know yet.
Walker says we conspired for Secretary of State, and Fang, I gave him asylum during the investigation. If they publish this, I get skinned alive.
We're going to be all right, Kathy. Trust me on that. I just spoke with Secretary Durant.
We have a timeline. My folks don't hear from me. They start making calls on the hour. Durant was first. Birch is next. Then Womack. Uncle Kern. It was Zoe's article that ruined his chances. You knew her. You were in her neighborhood.
This is irresponsible, Tom. When the whole nation is in the middle of this major terror threat.
That's the same reasoning dictators use.
You remind me a little bit of Kate Baldwin. You've lost your objectivity.
It's funny you mentioned her. Kate thought Lucas was onto something. I told her to let it go, that there wasn't anything there, but there was.
Well, where are the facts? Facts, not quotes. Facts. You want to see a fact? This is a fact. I told you he was crazy, and there's the proof.
He had the facts wrong, but he had the story right.
He saw through you.
So what is the story, that I'm some sort of psychopath, that I'm a killer?
Well, I never believed you a murderer, and I still don't. It's becoming harder not to entertain the thought.
Well, should I get you a gun so you can shoot me, too?
He was right about your soul. What's in your bones? That you're ruthless. You're corrupt. You destroy whatever's in your path.
Name me a president you wouldn't describe in exactly the same way. We're all ruthless. We all destroy. But corruption, that's a matter of perspective.
No. It's a matter of law.
All right, you seem a little confused here, Tom. One moment you're talking about my soul, and the next moment you want to get legal. Let's at least achieve some clarity here today, shall we? You want the real story? Zoe Barnes? Yes, we knew each other. Professionally. I scratched her back and she scratched mine. And you printed all of it.
You were her source for the education bill.
And Michael Kern.
You sabotaged him.
Okay. Ask yourself why I would have done all those things. Because the education bill was a disaster, and I had to move the president off of it. Because Michael Kern was a terrible choice for Secretary of State, we could do better, and we did with Kathy. I was trying to help Walker. I was trying to steer a weak president in the right direction. Now, you want to print that story, you go right ahead. But the rest of it is just nonsense.
You didn't make any deals with Raymond Tusk?
Absolutely not.
Then why did you pardon him?
Same reason I pardoned Walker, because the country had to move on.
You didn't orchestrate his impeachment?
Why would I want to impeach a president I was working so hard to help?
You're still here. He's not.
I was trying to save him from himself. Unfortunately, I failed. Do you trust your instincts, Tom?
I always have.
Then look me in the eye. I've told you the truth.
What you said. Is it on the record now?
Do you believe me?
Not for a second.
Then no. Not a word.
We'll give you a few hours if you want to make an official comment.
They release the father. You're a hero.
It's not enough. I don't know how we survived this story.
My mind keeps racing just over and over and over again.
What we could have done differently, how we could have covered our tracks, the people we should have kept closer.
I'm frightened, Claire.
If we can't stop the damage, we have to control it, Francis. There is a solution. There always is.
Hold on.
They're on, sir.
We just got word.
They've called in.
Yes, I was just told.
All right. This first. One thing at a time.
The link is up?
Yes, ma'am. We've located the building. Matches the description from Caroline Miller and the drive time to where they were found.
Are we certain that they're there?
No, sir, but we have a team en route.
Let's see how the phone call goes, and then we'll decide if we're going to move.
The line is open.
Go ahead. This is the president.
Where's Ahmadi?
We're about to connect him via video, so you know that he's speaking freely. But before we do, be aware that if you release any of this call to the media, anything we discuss will be off the table.
Put him on.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I know you're trying to frame me. Shukran.
Hara wajibna.
Thank you,
Rabbi.
Shawaya.
Listen to me. You've already done your duty. You have made the world pay attention. But the U.S. government, they will not free me. And if you harm this man, they'll bring more bloodshed on Muslims. Let him go. That promise me will only charge you for kidnapping, not as terrorists.
Are they forcing you to say this?
No.
Who are you looking to?
منشور الفيديو اذا ما بعتوني
اياه تقتلوا اذا لاقوك قتلوا
اتاكد انا ما تقوم بمكان
مين بالسوق
ديف هاد
What did he just say?
What did you say? Tell me what you said.
I'm not a traitor.
Keep him down here.
Release the video. If they don't send me home, kill them. If they find you, kill him. Make sure you have proof that I... And then it goes black. Where that leaves us, we don't know right now. The White House has not briefed the press or issued any statement.
What do I say to this?
We say nothing.
No, I can't say nothing because I got 100 reporters that are about to break down that door.
We are not going to expose ourselves until we have something concrete to go on.
Like the guy's head rolling? You say nothing then, too. Or how about the Herald article? When that comes out, are you going to say nothing,
Seth?
Look, I will lock myself up in here. I'll bury my head in the sand. But eventually, it's me that has to face these people. All right, I can't hide the way that you...
Stop! Keep your shit together. Okay? Eat some food. Rest your eyes for a little bit. I'll let you know when I know more.
Oh, sir,
Not now. You brought him here?
I brought myself.
It's serious, Stuck.
Ready.
Empty, sir.
Confirmed, all clear.
Francis, did they find...
No.
I thought Amadi was...
We are where we are. We knew it was a risk.
You okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
Let's get you upstairs.
Thank you.
by Tom Hammersmith 15 minutes ago. In the article, it says the president was asked to comment but declined. Among those quoted are ex-president Garrett Walker, Congresswoman Jackie...
How many phone calls have you got so far?
At least 30. Yeah.
Oh, I stopped counting.
Where should we go?
Surprise me.
No, we don't say anything. We'll let them burn in the lights for a few days and see how this plays out. Then we blanket every swing state with ads. 30 seconds in silence. Just the headline. Let that sink into people's gray matter. Yeah. Okay. We'll talk soon. Come here. I want to show you something.
I'm still upset. You can't pretend that nothing's happened. I am not weak.
I shouldn't have said that. I know you're not. And here's something else I know. You're going to be the next First Lady of the United States.
All right, stay in your office. I'll call you back in a bit.
Some Trendyol and aspirin, please.
It's out?
Yes. Doug's got McCallum with him, too. They're expanding his program, but without him in charge.
So we're not safe there either.
Well, if he was there to manage it, but he's not, so... No, we're not safe.
Should I call Dr. Saxon?
No, it's not necessary. Thank you very much. That'll be all.
Yes, sir.
Three weeks. And the election. It's nothing. And then we lose. And they investigate. And everything we... Gone.
And I feel numb.
I do too.
We make time. We can't fight everything off one by one, Francis. But if we make this, we make it work for us.
Create chaos.
More than chaos.
War.
Fear.
Fear. Brutal. Total.
I'm done trying to win over people's hearts.
Let's attack their hearts.
We can work with fear.
Yes, we can.
You should put on a fresh suit.
The navy blue.
Yes, the navy blue. Where's McCallum?
We sent him home. Tell him to see Clint. We'll tackle that later. Have Seth inform the networks. The Oval 1 hour.
You need him to drive something?
Tom will write it.
He's not here.
Then get him here.
What about the last part that you crossed out?
To mourn is not to fear. To grieve is not to admit defeat.
You should keep that in.
But it presumes he's going to die.
He is going to die.
We talk to the lawyers first, then you can talk to the press.
I've got major funders pulling out already. The president should put in calls to set them at ease.
No calls. The campaign's on hold. We lose that money, so be it. We need to stabilize.
I don't think you should say the part about mourning and grief.
I agree. But Ye said they wanted it back in.
Is it true? What Hammerschmidt wrote? Is it?
No.
That's the first time you've lied to me. Since you stopped lying to me.
My fellow Americans, over the past 2 years, certainly within the last several days and hours, I have asked myself, what does it mean to be president? What does true leadership look like? It's a question many of you have asked yourselves as November approaches. Right now, as I sit in this chair, in this office, where so many of my predecessors have steered our nation through turbulent times, I realize that this job is one that transcends politics and rhetoric.
Entrusted to anyone who sits behind this desk is something far more elemental, the very survival of our nation. And I, as your president, must confront the storm before us. That storm is terror.
More dangerous and unpredictable than any hurricane. It has endangered us abroad. It has endangered us at home. And right now, it has placed James Miller in the gravest of dangers.
We attempted to communicate with his captors. We hoped for a peaceful solution. We're relieved that Caroline and Melissa Miller are safe and sound. But terror is blind to reason. Given the opportunity to renounce terror, Yusuf al-Ahmadi chose to encourage it.
So, unfortunately, we must now move beyond reason. We must respond with force. Because there is no scenario in which we will release him. He will remain in United States custody until his dying breath. If the captors call again, we will not answer. The time for conversation is over, no matter the consequences. Regardless of whether James Miller is released or not, rescued or not, killed or not, ICO will be destroyed. We are at war. It will be a war more total than anything we have waged thus far in the fight against extremism. Soldiers will die. Civilians may die. There will be pain. There will be suffering. We will be confronted with the most horrific aspects of humanity. We will confront the inhuman, evil itself. But we will triumph. It is not a war we will lose. And if the worst happens to James Miller, we must remember, to mourn is not to fear. To grieve is not to admit defeat. God bless America and all of those who believe in freedom and democracy. Any news?
I just posted on Twitter.
9 sharp, live on the internet. We won't find them before that. Do we have the capability to block the video?
Well, we might be able to block some sites, but if they have enough mirrors...
Don't block anything.
Yes, sir.
The whole world should watch this. And we should, too.
What you said. We're at war.
I want to build a coalition.
More airstrikes?
Ground, air, the full force of our military.
Well, I wish you would have consulted first. This type of escalation...
Not escalation, Kathy. Obliteration.
This is your response to the article.
We're doing what's necessary. When you find them, you will kill them.
If we're able to apprehend alive, we make it.
I understand, Mr. President.
Sir.
I want to be 100%. I can give you that. But it's going to be a lot harder if I... If you want me here by your side, I will be. But I prefer...
No. You do what you have to do. Be back when it's over.
I will. Thank you, sir.
Do you want to come inside?
Kids there?
Yeah.
You're not letting them watch?
No. No, I forbade them to. Although, I mean, with school and their friends, it'll be impossible to prevent if they really want to see it.
They all right?
Are you all right?
I will be. I have to be.
All these people in their houses. About to see this awful thing. That they'll never be able to erase.
Were you there? When your husband died? In the room?
No. Have you ever watched someone die?
We do this in the name of the Islamic Caliphate, in the name of Yusuf al-Akhmadi, in the name of God. Bismillah.
Melissa, I love you. Caroline, I love you.
Alhamdulillah.
Jesus, God, look out.
La ilaha illallah wa Muhammad al-Rasulallah. La ilaha illallah wa Muhammad al-Rasulallah. La ilaha illallah wa Muhammad al-Rasulallah.
La ilaha illallah
wa Muhammad al-Rasulallah.
Come on,
that's right. We don't submit to terror. We make the terror.